Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton, joined by Paul Perillo. And, Paul, let's kind of set the game up on Friday against Tampa Bay. Who are some players that we can expect to see out on the field that we didn't see Monday night against the Eagles?
Yeah, Jackie, I think this is the one that fans are going to want to watch. This is the one I think it's the cliche. It's the most resembling a regular season game. You're going to see Tom Brady. You're going to see Rob Gronkowski, Wes Welker, Brandon Lloyd, the rest of that offense. And I even think you might see a guy like Jeff Demps, who they just picked up. The speedster, the Olympian out of Florida, running back slash kick returner. He's been practicing a little bit here in Tampa. I think there's a chance that you might see him Friday night, which would be very exciting.
Well, some competition. There's several places all over the field where guys are competing for spots.
There
but
is.
Specifically the wide receiver position. Who are you saying would be a person that needs to maybe step up on Friday's game?
Well, I think that you picked a good position because there's a lot of veterans there and there's a lot of competition. I think that the top of the depth chart is pretty set with Welker and Brandon Lloyd, but I think roles are still being fought for among Jabbar Gaffney, Deion Branch, Dante Stallworth. I think that Gaffney's injury may have taken him out of the mix for now, with the leg injury that he suffered late in training camp. So I think it's going to come. I think Dante Stallworth is in a little bit of trouble here. There's still a long way to go. There's still, as we mentioned, a couple of games to play. But he's going to need to step up. I think he right now is on the outside looking in. So if he gets an opportunity Friday night, he played a lot, against the Eagles. So maybe he won't get as many chances to go against the Bucs. But I think he could be in trouble.
Well, this is the second game out of three in a 10-day stretch.
Yeah.
Do you think that the guys are ready to play, the starters who didn't play on Monday night? Do you think the roster management has served its purpose?
Yeah, I think that's exactly right, and that's a good way to put it, roster management. I think that's exactly the way Bill Belichick looked at this. Some guys that played a lot against Philadelphia on Monday are probably not going to see as much time here. You're going to get the starters, I think, into the second half, probably for a series or two, even into the third quarter. And then I think you have another 10 or 12-day stretch before the regular season starts, so you have time to rest there. So it's off, on, and off, I think, the way Belichick is going to do this in terms of his frontline guys.
Well, the good news, the regular season is close, and as it is right around the corner, we will keep you updated with all things Patriots. But that will wrap it up for this segment of Toyota's Patriots Today. We'll see you next time.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.